and be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at FuelCastTV.com.
This land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. Tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. No.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour here on this Friday, December 12th, 2025 edition. Your defending fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop, here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Again, want to remind you what the Patriot Voice Radio Network consists of. Of course, the radio station, 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan, is the radio station. This show, Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy, airs live 9 to noon, Monday through Friday, and has a designated website, yourdefendingfathers.com. It's totally dedicated to this show. Not only does the website have a play button, which is a stream player to the live show 9 to noon, Monday through Friday, so if you're outside of the listening area of 97.7 FM, you can always go to the website, yourdefendingfathers.com, and simply hit the play button. It also records each half-hour segment and is stored on the website where it says podcasts. You can click on podcasts. Every half-hour is a MP3 audio file, and you can listen to it. Hour 1, segment 1, is the first half-hour. Hour 1, segment 2, is the second half-hour. Hour 2, hour 3, 6 total MP3 podcasts per day, per show. Now, also on that website, this show repeats every 3 hours. Every 3 hours, for example, the first hour from 9 to 10 repeats at noon, 3 p.m., 6 p.m., 9 p.m., midnight, 3 a.m. in the morning for you guys baking the bread and the donuts, and then repeats and re-airs on the entire network 6 to 9 the next morning. Now, that's for right now. We are trying to figure out the technology to bring you the Steve Gruber Show from 6 to 9. Hopefully, we can get that done in the next couple weeks. And then you'll be hearing Steve Gruber's show from 6 to 9 before I come on live 9 to noon. In addition to the website, yourdefendingfathers.com, we have a phone app. If you don't want to go to the website, you can use the app. Tune in, capital T, capital I, one word, download the free one, do not pay for the commercial free one. They will interrupt the show periodically with commercials, but don't pay whatever it is, $10 a month, don't do it. Download the TuneIn app and then search for WYPV, We're Your Patriot Voice. That is the call letters of the previous radio station when we first started the show way back in April of 2012, over, what, 13 and a half years ago. We, 12 and a half, whatever it is, we decided to use the call letters, We're Your Patriot Voice, WYPV, as the code to access the TuneIn app. That radio station was sold. We kept the rights to TuneIn, and that's why this show still is dedicated on TuneIn with WYPV. I've had some people text me they couldn't find Your Defending Fathers on TuneIn. That's why you have to search for WYPV. The radio station has a website. It's the call letters, very simple. WCHY, We're Constant Hits of Yesteryear, .us. And by the way, the email for the radio station is WCHY.us, which is the website, at gmail.com. There's a stream player there. It plays the show 9 to noon, Monday through Friday, but then goes to the music. And the app that goes with the radio station is Simple Radio. Two words, capital S, capital R. Download Simple Radio and then put in the call letters, WCHY. And you'll be able to listen to the show that way as well. All of that makes up the Patriot Voice Radio Network. So if you have any questions on it, text me or give me a call after the show, and I'll explain it all to you. We're going to take a short break. Word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing. People, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigan's first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Lansing and Michigan needs to be fixed. Ax My Tax is a citizens' ballot initiative that would eliminate all property taxes in Michigan. Stop the theft of our homes, farms, and businesses by corrupt governmental entities and their outrageous spending. Help us make Michigan affordable to businesses and families once again. Go to axmytax.org, sign the petition, circulate petitions, and donate to help us fix our great state. Stop the stealing that's going on in Lansing. Join us. Go to axmytax.org.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number three here on this Friday. Joining us on the line right now is my Farm Bureau insurance agent, Tristan Cole, over in snowy Bel Air, Michigan. Good morning, sir.
Good morning and Merry Christmas, Randy.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to you, sir. Hey, I know we've talked previously last week about many things as far as the weather changing and driving safely on the roads and all that other stuff. But I had other people on the show, and I've talked to other people throughout the week, and it's absolutely amazing how many fatal car accidents that are happening because of the result of the ice and snow that's out there on the roads. I had a longtime friend tell me his brother was killed on I-75 this week. A pickup truck, and it really bothers me. These pickup trucks, they all think because they have four wheel drive, you know, that they can punch it and do all the things they want to do because they can go through ice, snow, whatever. But when it comes to ice, it doesn't matter whether you have four wheel drive or not. And this guy evidently spun out, lost control of his pickup, crossed the center line. It was a head on collision. His brother was killed instantly, and I mean, we're seeing more and more fatalities, it seems like. Are people driving faster? Is that possibly part of the problem?
So that, I'm sure that's a contributing factor, but we're as we age, we're more hyper aware of fatal accidents. Our lives broaden out. We know more people. We're through social media and the internet, we're in contact with more people on a regular basis. So these things, you know, I don't know if there's more as far as a percentage-wise based on population, but we see it more with the 24-hour news cycle and our constant communication.
Ah, okay. So just because, like you say, as the older we get, we know more people, and with this interaction instantaneously on social media, we just automatically hear about it more often.
Correct. I mean, you know, 30 years ago, you didn't text people. We didn't have Facebook, we didn't have, the instantaneous news cycle where you could see what's happening on 9 and 10 or 7 and 4 or Fox News, where these are right in your face, and then you text your friend or, you know, you see them post on social media. That didn't happen. We've always had untimely premature deaths within, you know, families as a result of all kinds of things. And you know, now being in the insurance business and selling life insurance and talking life insurance on a daily basis, this stuff really, really becomes very personal to me. And I've got a couple of stories for you, but I want to remind folks, we just saw in the news that a family suffered in Kalkaskis, suffered a devastating, unimaginable loss when three of their kids fell through the ice on a lake. And two of them, sadly, passed away. 22 and I believe 13 years old passed away. 14 year old was able to climb out and call for help, but it was too late for the other two. And it was just a horrendous, terrible tragedy, and you know, an accident. But those are young people that are no longer with us, and that's why I tell parents, please, please, please encourage your young people that are over 18 to buy a life insurance policy. Please, 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 parents, on your young people, buy a life insurance policy, because not only is this family mourning the loss of their beloved children, they now have the added cost of burying those kids and the funeral expenses and any other debt cleanup that may go along with the 22-year-old. Sure. This can be a double devastating loss for families, not only the personal loss of the individual, but the financial strain it will put on a family. And it ruins marriages, it tears apart families, and it is a complete tragedy.
Well, one of the things, this friend of mine who told me about his brother, he said that, brother was 65 years old, uh-huh. and he was on Medicare. He didn't know yet whether or not he had a trust or a will or anything like that. He uh-huh. said, but the family talked about it, and they decided that they didn't want to go through the expense. They couldn't afford it. They didn't know about finances. They didn't know about money he had in the bank or whatever. Mm-hmm. But the family couldn't afford a big, large funeral service. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. So because of it, and he said most of the family is outside of Michigan now, for financial reasons or whatever. They've moved they moved to other states. Mm-hmm. And he said, so they decided to do a cremation of the body and put it in an urn, and then they were going to do a life service probably in the spring when the weather's nicer, or maybe uh-huh. at a family reunion, talk uh-huh. about it,
And I said, have closure.
Have closure. Well, I asked him, I said, well, if you don't mind my asking, how much did the funeral home quote you for simple cremation in an urn?
I want to guess.
Go ahead.
Between $5,000 and $8,000.
$4,700.
Yeah. People think this is an inexpensive undertaking. It's sad. $5,000 to cremate. No funeral.
None whatsoever. And they said that they wanted to charge them, I think he said, $85 extra to get copies of the death certificate so that they could, when they found out where his bank accounts were, if he had a will or whatever, that they could go and close the bank accounts and then give the money to who he wanted the money to go to. Mm-hmm. They had to pay extra for death certificates.
Yes, there's a cost for the urn, there's a cost for the cremation, there's a plethora of costs that go with a death. And that's why I would encourage all of your listeners to pre-plan their funeral, pre-plan and prepay. So all a spouse or a child, a loved one, whoever the executor is, can make one phone call and it's all done. Right. I would so encourage that to be done. But also, you need to have a life insurance policy.
Well, the thing of it is, we've talked about this before, and I would ask you maybe even if you have the chart pulled up there or available.
I do. I've got it right
you.
In front of me.
Well, here's the thing. Let's talk about, for example, those kids you just mentioned in Kalkaska. What were their ages?
Well, one was 22, and the other one was 13 years old. So the 22-year-old could have a term policy. Reasonably healthy person, 22 years old, he could have had $250,000 for $24 a month. Locked in for, that's a 20-year term. That's locked in for 20 years. Same price every month, $24. You know what? He could have jumped to $500,000. This is no smoking, standard, generally healthy person.
Sure.
So $24 for $250,000, it jumps $4 to go to $500,000.
$28 a month?
$28 a month for a 20-year term, $500,000. Why aren't people doing this?
Why aren't they
doing it? Right now, the parents that are listening right now that have kids that are under 40 years old, need to call them up and say, look, do you have a life insurance policy? And if they say no, if they say through work, say fantastic, max that thing out. You still need your own life insurance policy separate from your employer.
Explain that why.
Max out the group policies. Add your family members through your employer. Absolutely, max them out.
But why do they need their own on top of it?
What if you lose your job? What if you retire and then develop a lifelong a life altering illness and you're uninsurable? And you're at a point in your life when you absolutely need that policy. Lock that policy in outside of your employer for yourself, for your loved ones, as soon as possible.
Right, life because insurance, also, Tristan, even if they change jobs, not just lose the job, but they change jobs, you lose that insurance from your previous employer.
That's right. Always, always, always have that independent policy that goes with you no matter what you're doing. No matter your life circumstances, your employer, your health, you have that individual policy locked in.
Yeah. I got another text message here. Can grandparents purchase a policy for their grandchildren?
Yes, I do this for my grandchild. Yes, I do it on. I bought a policy for my daughter. Actually, all three of my daughters. I pay for a policy for them. They have
now explain that about
policies.
Your grandson.
Yeah, so he's 18 months old. I purchased a whole life policy for him because that's what the young kids are eligible for $25,000, and I pay, I don't know, $22 a month, and that will be locked in for his entire life, and I'll transfer that ownership to him at some point, and for $22 a month, he's got a $25,000 policy for the rest of his life.
There you go. And it's very simple to do. Can most of this information be taken over the phone by you?
I can do it over the phone in about 15 minutes for each application. This is a no-brainer. You can, you know, if you're a healthy individual and no health conditions, non-smoker, just a normal person, you can call me up in 15 minutes. We go through an app. We have a process called Right Life. If we're under $500,000, we can run through this. I ask you a series of medical questions. You may be approved right on the spot, but you may be approved in a matter of days. You'd have a life insurance policy by the end of the year. There is no excuse.
There is no excuse at all. Well, let me ask you this.
I'll give you another example.
I just had a
commercial client. A partner bought out the other partner. The partner that they bought out was 71 years old, married, you know, got kids, grandkids. Tragically, you know, healthy person. Got sick about a month ago, right after the sale. Passed away about 10 days ago. His wife thought he had life insurance. They'd been paying a bill that was, the name on the bill was deceiving. And it was actually a Medicare Advantage bill that they were paying. She thought it was life insurance. Doesn't have any life insurance.
Oh, no.
Left a mess because sometimes these life-limiting terminal illnesses come on very, very suddenly and very quickly. And sometimes families don't have time to get their affairs in order and go through all of the policies and stuff that they have, especially if one spouse primarily handles all of those things. No life insurance. He's left a mess for his family.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'm going to give out the text and cell phone number. Tristan doesn't mind text messages at all.
His text line,
231-631-6659. Again, 231-631-6659. He also has a website, Tristan Cole, his name, T-R-I-S-T-O-N Cole, C-O-L-E.com. That takes you directly to his Farm Bureau's website and office in Bel Air, Michigan. And Tristan, for point of clarification, you're fully licensed in the entire state of Michigan. We have people listening all over.
That's right. If you're down in Monroe County, down in Dundee, if you're on the little island that you have to go through Ohio to get back into Michigan, if you're there, if you're up in the tip of the Keweenaw, if you're on Drummond Island, Beaver Island, Mackinac Island, Boys Blank Island, I can write your insurance. You know what?
Absolutely.
I can even write life insurance in other states. If somebody else lives, you got a kid that lives out of state and needs a life insurance policy, I can typically write them as well. Call me up. We go through the app. 2 months down, you've got a policy. We've got an option. If you have some money that you're not using, you can do a single premium life policy, one payment. Let's say it's, I'm just going to guess and throw a ballpark number out there. Say the kid's 15 years old, 10 to 15 years old. You want a $25,000 life insurance. Typically, that payment is between $3,500 and $4,000.